14 years ago, Alicia Alonso arrived for her job at Washington Heights Elementary School. She was kind of confused.
I drove up and I'm like, what happened to the school? Who took it away?
Alonso didn't see a huge school. Instead, she saw what looked like a storefront. The building was skinny, certainly not big enough to fit a classroom.
I actually was going to drive off because I thought it was in the wrong location.
The school was hiding underground. All of the classrooms, offices, library, and lunchroom are below the ground. The only thing out in the open, a gymnasium, an auditorium, and four brick structures that serve as entrances. Students actually have to walk downstairs to get to class.
When I talk to other people, I'm like, yeah, I had to go downstairs to go into my classroom or whatnot. It's like, what do you mean downstairs? Yes, I have to go underground. And they're like, oh, how does that feel like? It's normal for us. It's just normal.
Working at the school takes some adjustments. None of the classrooms have windows. So when Alonzo began teaching there, she took a bunch of yellow butcher paper and plastered it over her classroom walls to brighten things up. Other teachers have created pretend windows. Mary Jane Cantu is the principal at Washington Heights. She says there are some advantages to having a basement school.
It's really quiet under here. We don't know if it's raining unless we're checking on our portables. We keep up with the weather with our weather radio just for bad weather because we do bring in our students from the portables. But it's really quiet, so it's very focused.
The silence was one of the reasons the neighborhood pushed for the subterranean building in 1978. They wanted it to replace the aging two-story school built above ground. Parents and teachers and students complained about the noise from nearby Meacham Airport. The planes landing and taking off shook the walls. Fort Worth school officials also wanted to reduce heating and cooling costs. When construction was completed in 1979, the school became the first of its kind in the district, and news reports at the time indicated it was the second underground school in North Texas. 37 years later, Washington Heights has become more of a problem than a money saver. Again, Principal Cantu.
One of our safety concerns being underground is that no one outside really can see anything that happens down here. It's hard to be seen since everything is underground.
And when it rains, water seeps through the ground, causing leaks. Teachers have found standing water in the building. Soon, teachers and students won't have to put up with those leaks. Next door, construction crews are building what will be the new Washington Heights Elementary School above ground. It'll open this fall. 3 years ago, Fort Worth voters overwhelmingly approved a $490 million bond package, which included money for a new campus. When it's completed, the old gym and auditorium and above-ground entrances will be torn down. That area will become a playground. Fourth grader Antonio Torres says he remembers what it was like when he started at Washington Heights.
When I was little, I used to be scared, but like I've been here for a long time, and it's normal now.
While Antonio used to be frightened to go underground, he's a little sad about leaving the old school behind. He is excited he'll finally get to look outside a real window and see sun. Stella Chavez, KERA News.